A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, political violence, and opposition party coalitions ahead of the 2023 harmonized elections. But first, a brief look at the COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe. The Ministry of Health reports that one person died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 34 tested positive for coronavirus. According to the Minister of Health, over 4,600 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year. Zimbabwe has so far recorded nearly 132,000 cases of COVID-19 from 2020. At least 125,000 people have recovered from the disease. The Minister of Health also reports that over 3.2 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2.4 million their second dose. Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people in order to achieve what is medically known as herd immunity. And in other news, we know that there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe in terms of, the MTC facing some problems today in Masvingo. So according to the opposition movement for democratic change, over 200 youth mobilized by the ruling ZANU-PF party attacked Nelson Chamisa's convoy and advanced team today on their way to meet community leaders in Chief Charumbira area, that is Masvingo province. In a statement, the MTC alliance said, quote, "They stoned cars, barricaded roads with burning logs, and assaulted members of our team. We have now been hospitalized. Cars were seen ferrying the rented crowd and coordinating the attacks as violent thugs held up printed posters," end of quote. Then the MTC alliance is saying several party activists were injured and party leader Nelson Chamisa is safe. And in sports news, the Warriors take on Ghana tomorrow at the National Sports Stadium following a dismal performance in the West African nation a few days ago. Ghana beat Zimbabwe 3-1 in the 2022 World Cup qualifier match. And Zimbabweans appear to be out of the World Cup 2022. But are they out? Let's hear what people are going to say about this issue today. So, Zulukandaba, ngilakho namhlanje, kunenge ngisameleleke omunye wami uMavela Simhlanga, nyawuye ukuthi asixhume. Khonapha ke mbona ngazani ke kulenkinga lokuthi asixhume kunamanje, kodwa silethemba lokuthi uzabuya kuhlelo. So, siyabona ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempila kahle luyabika ukuthi kulomuntu oyedwa obulwele COVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe, kwathi abayi 34 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kube sokusithi-ke kusukela nyakenye sokulabantu 131,796 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19, kwathi abayi 125,238 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Abantu abayi 4,637 sebabulawa i-COVID-19. Kuzobuya-ke asebejovu amajekiseni kumbe ngithi abajovu okuqala ijekiseni yokunqunda umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 by 3,171,698. Bese kusithi asebejovu okwesibili by 2,409,204. Kule Zimbabwe khona manje kulabantu abalokhu okubizwa kuthiwa ngama-active COVID cases abayi 1,931. Olunye udaba eselukhangela kwenzakala khona ngale ke eMasvingo, khanya ngazani ke lamhlanje kulabantu abahlasele izimota zikamnumzana uNelson Chamisa. Yena uChamisa kade ngekho phakathi kwezimota lezi. So abantu laba bezama ukuthi bayefika kuChief Charumbira lapho kwenziwa khona kumele kwenziwe umhlangano oqakathekileyo kakhulu, umhlangano webandla le-MDC Alliance. So ke kukhanya ngazani abantu bagijinyisiwe okunye okumangalisayo, bagcwala iganga, kodwa ke izimota zagongodwa ngendlela engazange ibonakale. So ke singathi ke nxa sikhangela khona manje kulabanye asebefakwe ezibhedlela, khanya ngazani sibili kuthiwa balimele okunye okumangalisayo. So we'll talk about this and other issues as we go, you know, and we're lucky that we've got Mr. Busani Musontini, who is an independent social and political commentator based in USA. Welcome to the program, Mr. Tini.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and hello to the listeners and viewers.
Thank you very much. So what's your take on what is going on in terms of this political violence, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, Juve, I think every election season in Zimbabwe is marked by violence. We haven't had any peaceful elections since independence. We know what happened in the 80s with Kukurawondi. We know what happened after that to other opposition parties. We know what happened in the 2000s with the War of the Terrorists, you know, with the Border Gezi militia. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we are seeing, you know, poor citizens. And when I mean poor, just look at the videos. These are people that cannot even, you know, buy, you know, anything, but they are being used to, you know, attack an opposition party, or they are accused of attacking an opposition party. So in Zimbabwe, I think Zimbabwe really, the foundation of our politics.
They are accused of attacking.
There's not too much politics involved. But at the end of the day, violence is not acceptable. It doesn't matter who you are, what party you belong to. We should not use violence. So every Zimbabwean, every right-thinking Zimbabwean should condemn the violence.
What I have to say. Thank you very much. And mute your button. Let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. So what do you think happened today in Maswengo, Mr. Mlalazi?
Yes,
I'm going to go.
Yes, I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the Chayan. I'm going to go to Namanzi even imanga kanga lisa kase asiku sathu kuti abantu bakithi balwe amabandla ezepolitiki malutshwana ngakhulu eZimbabwe ngabe singabe sesigabeni sokuthi mhlambe by now ngaba abantu bakithi bahlanganiswa inkokheli zone ezesikhona into ehluphayo ukuthi even uma internal affairs, ama political parties akhona, even akuma opposition, they fight each other. Bengithi ngibuze mhlawumbe bengithi ngizozwa omunye bekhuluma kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe bayahlaselwa. Bengithi kuma option, ngoba i-option ekhona manje sesikhangela ukuthi kuya phambili izwe lakithi lingaphathwa ibandla elinjani. So amabandla wonke la akhona, mina ngokubona kwami njengomuntu ovele esitharangeni emathepheleleni, bengifuna ukubuza ukuthi ikhona yini ibandla eliseharare elingathi ubaba uDube kanje noma ubaba uSibanda nje ufuna umletha lapha ngakontesta athi ngifuna ukuma ngiphikisane nenkokheli yona le yamabandla amakhulu omabili bengabizwa ngamagama na bengahlaselwa ngamaphathi abo singakabali ukuthi izida zivela komakhelwane bona bebodwa kumuntu wesiNdebele nathi mina ngifuna ukuma namhlanje ngithi ngifuna ukuchallenge lo ophethe ibandla leli khona nami ngibe aspirant kuma primary elections kukhona yini ibandla elinjalo kula mabandla akhona na ma ngokubona kwami ngibona ngani alikho ungavele usukume wena ungumuntu esiNdebele sekumele ube yisitha noma sekumele uphathe ukuthi oyioko i-deputy khonokho yibo kwenza ukuthi izwe lakithi lingayindawo ngoba i-tribalism yiyo eqalayo bangakuke khonokho singakayi ukuthi amabandla kwathiwani but ngibona ngani let's rectify indaba tribalism. Siyekelani kuba lepani uthole ukuthi I don't think ukuthi mathebele ningaka by now singabe singakafiki ebangeni lokuthi sesingaba nenkokheli nayo engathiwa president of Zimbabwe. Uhlulwa yini khonoko emabandleni wala kuthiwa ama-opposition ukuthi sibe silokhu siba nabantu abakhuluma bekhulumela amabandla bengama-deputies. Kwenziwa yini khonoko? Kwani bengasukumi nabo besimele khonale bebe zinkokheli bengabizwa amagama ukuthi umuntu uthengwe MDC uthengwe ezani abe umuntu ozokhokhela abantu kumathebelelendi singabe nama-deputies kuphela lokuthumela abantu erale besiwa ama-deputies abantu basempumalanga.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Can you unmute your button, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, so that you can participate in this show? I think your button is muted. So if ever it's possible, can you unmute and come into the show? I can see that you are there right now. So can you do that, Mr. Dr. Spanda, and join the show? So he's still muted. I think he's going to try to unmute and then join the show. So we're lucky that we also have Mr. Ntokozo Msipa of Tyson Wabantu. Tyson Obantu is an organization that is backing, Xavier Kasukwere. We know that Mr. Xavier Kasukwere left Zimbabwe or fled, or you know, whatever we can say, because he's among those people that were targeted during the November 2017 pseudo, or let me call it some kind of coup, you know, that happened in Zimbabwe. So welcome to the program, Mr. Msipa.
I don't know who has Wagalai.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
We can hear you. So what's your take first on the political violence that is taking place in Zimbabwe right now?
I think we need to speak out and speak out very loud. Political violence of whatsoever nature must be condemned with all the contempt that it deserves. The perpetrators of violence should be brought to book and taken to account. We should not tolerate, promote, or anything to do with the violence in our country. We condemn it, and we are speaking out to say we cannot participate in any political event as a people. We need, even if we are now in election mode, we need to be peaceful. Zimbabweans are peaceful people, and we promote peace. But we know the underlying reasons why these things are happening now. It is because of political developments that have nothing to do with the opposition, if I can say that. Mm-hmm. But we condemn the violence.
So now we know that everything is pointing towards ZANU-PF as the so-called perpetrators of violence in this case. So now, how do you, as Tyson Obantu, you know, try to, you know, get into ZANU-PF and rectify such things? How are you going to do that? Because it seems as if you are still part of ZANU-PF, and people are saying the ruling party has got some violent tendencies, you know?
Let's be clear, and I will state this gospel that we are preaching. The ZANU-PF that is calling itself ZANU-PF today is not the ZANU-PF that was the people's party. The ZANU-PF calling itself ZANU-PF today is not the ZANU-PF that won our independence in 1980. Is not the ZANU-PF that fought and defeated the Smith, that has been pro-people since independence. That is not the ZANU-PF that is ruling today. We have a junta that is calling itself ZANU-PF and operating on in the name of the people, in the name of supporters of ZANU-PF. The ZANU-PF that is there today, that is not ZANU-PF. The People's Party is no longer a People's Party. We are preaching this gospel today that, Mr. Dube, the only political solution in the country is to advocate for ZANU-PF supporters to redeem their part from the hands of the junta. That is the only political solution that we are preaching. That is the only gospel we are preaching now. Realistic change in Zimbabwe will only come when we redeem the people's part from the hands of the junta and get ZANU-PF led by Xavier Kasukwere. That is the only ZANU-PF that will save the people, deal with issues of violence, political violence in the country, deal with issues of political development, deal with issues of economic development in our country. Only solution, and is the realist.
I think your mic has been muted or something like that, or maybe he has got some challenges a little bit with his network. So let's go back to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. If he can hear me now. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, can you hear me? If you can hear me, can you actually open your button? Yes, now we can hear you. So tell us, Dr. Sibanda.
Yes, I can hear loud and clear, Dube. How are you doing?
No, very, very fine. And you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much, and greetings to you.
Yes, so tell us, what happened today in Masvingo?
Oh, well, you had ZANU-PF trying to return to 2008, People's President's security convoy was attacked. Vehicles were destroyed, and of course, individuals were harmed in the process. But we know that this is just the same old story. But what is different is that before the president set off in the morning, President Chamisa said that he loved this country so much and that nothing would dissuade him from continuing the struggle of the people for a better country and a greater Zimbabwe. So I think that no matter what ZANU-PF throws at us, we're certainly not going to go off course. We're going to stay the course. We're going to keep our eyes on the ball. And the people of this country are going to be the final arbiters and the final victors in finally, you know, freeing this country from the stranglehold of dictatorship that has overstayed its days. You know, Africa has, sub-Saharan Africa has just two serious dictators, and that is Museveni and what we have in this country. And there's a reason why we have those few. That's because the days of dictatorship are numbered, and the days of this dictatorship are numbered. No matter what violence they try to use, the people of Zimbabwe are very clear. This country is going to be a better place. This country is going to be the heaven that it was meant to be. And we are the generation that are going to make that difference.
So, I'm going to talk to you briefly about the country.
Bengisathi mina umongameli we ofanele abe umongameli welizwe u-President Nelson Chamisa ube uhlangane lengozi yezanu esiya eMasvingo emhlanganeni owe Citizens Convention for Change lo ngumbiko esiwuthole oqondileyo vele ku Department of Communications ekade ikhona lapho kusizakala. Abantu laba bebechaywa ngabantu bebezama ukuchaywa ngabantu bezanu besithi bangahambi benza umsebenzi wabo owe MDC Alliance, Movement for Democratic Change Alliance. Kodwa sikwaziyo ukuthi u-President Nelson Chamisa uthe esuke kuseni uthe yena ilizwe leZimbabwe ngilithanda ngohlonzo oluphezulu, ngakho akula into ezenza ukuthi ngibuyele emuva. Siyazi ukuthi uPresident Nelson Chamisa ziningi izinto ezanywe izanu ukumethusela kumbe ukumthembisa izinto besithi hayi thengisa abantu wenze lokho esikufunayo, but bafuna ukumenza u-leader of the opposition ku-parliament, but bazamnika lokhu lalokhuyana. Wala uPresident Nelson Chamisa, mbone ngani khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi umkhankaso wabantu wokuthi kube lelizwe eliguqukayo njalo elilempumelelo eZimbabwe kulokhu saphethwe nguPresident Nelson Chamisa, umongameli uNelson Chamisa. And angibona ukuthi kuzakuba lokuntshintsha khonapho ngaphandle kokuthi lizwe lethu liqalise ukuba
ngelizwe. Can you hold on, Mr. Chuma, and mute your button, sir? Can you hold on? Mute your button. Yes, kubeka ngamafushane.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, ngibone ngani khonoko yikho okuqakathekile ukuthi ukuzama ukwethusela abantu okuvela kubandla elingaselo bandla leZANU PF akusoze kusebenze, ngoba ongumongameli webandla le-MDC Alliance, umongameli uNelson Chamisa, uthi kakumethusi njalo uthando lwakhe alalo lokuthi siqhubekele silizwe phambili kalusoze luqedwe loba yini.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke nxa usenelisa ngakuphoselela ngesitshona nje briefly khonapho.
Bachamisa vanga vachienda kumasvingo kwavanga vachinoita maprograms Citizens Convergence for Change. Saka vanga vachitungamirira mutungamiriri weMDC Alliance Bachamisa vatoti ndeve security. Vasangana nekuti kwanga kune vanhu veZANU-PF vanga vachida kuvarova. Asi motikari dzakuvara nevamwana vakuvara, asi zvatozianda zvekuti vachamisa makuseni vasati vasimuka vataura kuti havasi kudzokera kumashure nenyaya yekuti kushandira kwavanoita nyika yeZimbabwe nekuda kwavanoita nyika yeZimbabwe vacharamba vachienderera mberi kusvikira narini. naizozo program yavo Citizens Convergence for Change icharamba ichiendera mberi zvisina basa nekuti vanhu vezanu vanoda kuita sei. Tinoziva kuti chinangwa chavo ndechekuda kuchichidzira vanhu kuti vanhu vasazouya kumusangano unenge une mutungamiri anofanirwa kunge ari mutungamiri wenyika vaNelson Chamisa vanova mutungamiri weMBC Alliance. Asi vanhu vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwaka tasvika pamagumo ezanu tava kuda kuendera mberi. Zvezanu zvamunangagwa naMuseveni, vanova ndo vasara vari vaviri kusubsaharan Africa varoda kudzvanyirira vanhu. Hazvisi kuzoendera mberi nekuti vana veZimbabwe ovo yatinotaura iya yatiyo aiwa kataramba tava kuda kuti tiite shanduko. Naizvozvo kuchidzirwa kana kuitwa sei hatisina basa nazvo. Tanga tichitaura nevanhu vakatiudza ivo kuti aiwaka pese pandinorohwa nezanu ndingangorohwa chete, ndinoda kuti ndinotsvaka mumwe munhu anovhota achivhotera vaChamisa. Nokuti ndinoziva kuti tikavhota tikabvisa zanu gore rino kana gore rinouya kana 2023 tetichiziva kuti after 5 years havazodzoki kuzochirova. Saka tinoda kuti every time pavanorova munhu vanoziva kuti valoza vhoti vakutoluza election yacho. Saka vanhu varohwa nhasi vese havasi kuzovhotera zanu chezvaita sei, nokuti vanoziva kuti vakasavhotera zanu havazorohwezve after every 5 years. Naizvozvo zanu kana ichida kufamba ichishambadzira basa kana kuti utungamiri hwapresident Nelson Chamisa ngavarambe vachirova vanhu. Izvozvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vari kuti aiwa kamukaramba muchitirova taakubva kwamuri taakuenda kuna vaChamisa. Ndozvari kuona zvichitika izvozvo. VaChamisa vataura zvekuti ivo chero vakachidzirwa sei havasi kuzobva kana kuzotya kuramba vachishandira mhuri yeZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Dr. Swanda. Stay on the line and mute your pattern. Let's go to Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is in Bulawayo. Welcome to the program, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Gabe. Good evening to everybody who's on the panel, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. So we saw today some suspected ZANU-PF activists actually stoning MTC Alliance vehicles. You know, Mr. Chamisa was trying to go to Chief Charumbira area. So what is going on? You know, this violence is not something that is new, Mr. Chuma. So is it ZANU-PF that is actually perpetrating this kind of violence? What is going on?
Gibbs, I would talk very strongly and authoritatively as well about the issue of violence. Violence is something that it should never be condoned, and violence should be something that nobody must ever look at it with any smile. We should always frown upon such acts of violence. And as the party ZANU-PF, of which I'm a member of, and also a senior member in that party, we have never sat down and condoned any acts of violence for whatever reason. It is something that we also frown upon. It's something that we also abhor, because you see, the thing about violence that people must understand is that when you start doing acts of violence, you are actually aggregating a very satanic and devilish act, which is not necessary at all. And this violence, you must remember that our political parties, be it ZANU-PF, MDC, or anything, we all got relatives all over those places. I've got relatives that are in MDC, I've got relatives that are in ZAPU, and I've got relatives that are in MRP. So why would I want to then unleash the terror of violence to any of the opposition parties? Yet I know that at the end of the day, it might then occur to my cousin, to my nephew, to my niece, to my uncle, to my grandmother or my grandfather, or whichever way you might want to look at it. So therefore, it is always going to be on point that we will never condone violence for whatever reason. We want things to be free and fair. We want whoever wins to win with a clean sheet without indulging in violence at all. So as ZANU-PF, we do not condone violence. Whoever will have done violence, now with the help of technology, must always be recorded so that these people deal with the law as individuals. Because we are tired of people that want to hide behind the party's name, as ZANU-PF. We have heard people from MDC also being labeled violent people too. But I'm sure that Dr. Nkululeko and his party have never sat down and said that people must go out there and be violent. But in society, you always find such elements. It's very unfortunate, but it's something that we should never condone, and we must all speak out very loud and clearly and say that no to violence.
Thank you very much. And put that in the belly, just briefly.
Ngabe bayabanjwa kubonakala njengoba kulezi insuku phela ngithi sesile technology le ama video land kuthi abantu abazenge bebanje umuntu azimele yedwa laphana athwale isiphambano sakhe abe ethe wasenza ngokuhamba esenza izinto eziye violence kodwa thina njengebandla lezanu phela asinyeke sakuvuma ukuthi nathi kuna abantu abahambe beyochayana ngoba kubi into embi engamela ngenzakale sifuna thina ubana abantu benze izinto ngendlela eqondileyo ukhethe lubuye odliwe adliwe kuhle avuma ukuthi hayi ngidliwe kuhle ngoba kuyabe kungelanto yona yonke leyo violence ngoba abantu abanxa kusizakala khonoko yikho kusenza siqashe ubuyele emuva abantu umuntu masedliwe siqashe ukuthi hayi ngithawe laphana ey ngiyalishukeza lokhu laphana konke lokhu sokusimisa esimeni esingayisiso.
Ye, siza kucela futhi ufake nje ngasishona mpho ngokuthi nje ngamafishane kolapho
imini senengo yezanuphevu uyezwe ndiri ume wevanhu vari kumusoro ikoko kuzanupevu ndinozviziva kuti musangano wedu hautenderani nevanhu vanofamba vechirova vanhu vechiita zvinhu zvisina maturo tinoda kuti dai kune runyararo vanhu vechigona kuita zvinhu zvavo munzira yakanaka asi tinoziva kuti kune vamwe vanhu vedu vanombobuda panze vechiita zvinhu zvisiri izvo even kumdc ikoko varipo vamwe vanoenda zvinhu zvisingatendegwi asi handizvo zvinoumbwa kana kuti kubvumirana nevanhu vekumdc ikoko zvinongofanana nekwedu kunoko hatimbogari pasi tibvume kuti vanhu ngavafambe vechirovana nekuti ukatarisa kamuno muzimbabwe mapati ese ati kutaura nemazaya kungaita zanupf kana kuti imdc kana kuti vana zapu kana kuti vana mrp tine hama kumapati ese iwayo iwawo saka manje ukazotumira vanhu kuti voenda kunorova vanhu handiti unogumisira wakutorova sekuru wako ipapo unogumisira warova hanzvadzi yako ipapo mai zvinganaka here izvozvo hando zvinhu zvakanaka izvi hatizvitendere kana kahwani hatisati ambogara pasi tikati vanhu ngavaende kunorova vanhu asi vanhu ivavo vari kuita izvozvo ndine chishuwo chaizvo chekuti dai vanhu ava vechionekwa vobatwa vombodyirwa navo umwe noumwe wotakura muchinjiko wake nezvinhu zvo zvaanenge aita nekuti hando zvinhu zvatoda zvatotarisira futi senyika kana kuti sebato.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. You can mute your button. Let's go to Mr. Busane Mbuso Ntini. Mr. Ntini, I think you are an independent observer. And out of what Mr. Spanda said and what we heard right now from Mr. Chuma, what's your take on what these gentlemen are saying?
I think it's a tough situation. I think every person will come in and defend their own position or their own party. But the truth of the matter is, it is known that in Zimbabwe politics, there is a culture of violence. There is a culture of violence, especially from the ruling party, which is able to use all the different forms of violence. We talked about Gokurawundi. We talked about how the war vets did what they did. We talked about the border gezi. So it's hard to hear Ubawamu Uchuma ngathi izanu PF kaila violence. Yevo yenu chuma ino utikala violence. But I think my name ama epo angalunganga kupaji evu sayo. Lelo liqiniso. Yebo la opposition ngabe kulama violence abakwazi abantu bazakhuluma ngokuthi kwenzeka lebuyera kumakhuphe kwathini. But nxa sikhangela sibili ibandla eyo libusayo yilo kumele ukuthi kunje khathesi kulama video atshengisayo ukuthi ngobani ade bejika manje. Amapholisa kumele libane sebuphi. Yebo ibandla izani PF libandla kodwa asithi government ngokwaye busayo. Lamapholisa kawayi-acte phela ebophi laba bantu abenza into ezinje. I-violence asonto elungileyo kakhulu. Iqiniso nge-violence kokuba uchuma kutshoyo ukuthi namhla kuyatshaywa mina, kusasa kuyatshaywa omnye umuntu. So i-violence ungavele uyiqalise ifana lo mlilo, kunzima ukuthi i-discriminate ukuthi ngizatshisa laphana ngitshise laphana. I-violence vele kayilunganga, akumelanga kube khona lo muntu oyedwa okhondona othabela i-violence lesiyibona.
Ye, so nxa sikhangela ke ngesithiwa ungakubeka uthini khonokho okhulunywa ke ngubaba uJoseph Chuma lo baba uNkululeko Sibanda ufana ngesilungu.
No, I think what this all boils down to for me personally is that we have a problem in Zimbabwe politics. There is a lot of violence. Yes, back, I remember back in the early 80s and 90s, football matches had violence as well. But I think the politics of Zimbabwe is very toxic. There's too much violence. Yes, it may not be a position of a certain party that there has to be violence. But the truth of the matter is there are bad apples. There are people that are fighting for positions and they are using the poor people to do these violent acts. Now we ask the police to act. There are videos that are clearly showing who these people were. So the police should act. The police should make an example out of such people. And it would be great if, like, let's say, ZANU-PF, the ZANU-PF party comes out condemning the violence. If you go to Twitter right now, the spokesperson of ZANU, Nick Mangwana, is actually laughing, saying this is a staged thing. He say, MPC now is trying to get money from foreign, governments. Yeah, they are trying to make sure that the sanctions stay. But I think we need to have a ruling party that will come out and condemn the violence. As such as Chuma is, I think Chuma is doing a great job to condemn the violence. But let's have the actual government of Zimbabwe today come out and really condemn what's happening. Instead of what Nicky Mangwana is doing. Nicky Mangwana is representing the government. Yes, he may not be representing the party ZANU-PF. So to me, if ZANU-PF believes that, this violence is not good, they should push the government that is leading them and leading us to really not tolerate what we are seeing on the ground. We need to really change the culture of violence because, like I said, this is like fire. Once it's on, you never know where to stop.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, ubona njani konke lokhu? Kukhanya ngazani kulokhu kuphoselana lapho ukuthi ungabe kulibandla leli lenze lokhu. And according to this tweet from Nick Mangwana, it seems as if he's saying this thing is being stage managed because the assumption is that there is a special rapporteur who go to Zimbabwe to assess the impact of the targeted sanctions. So is this helpful in any way?
This nation of ours, we really need a solution. There must be a permanent solution to this, not just a superficial solution. because really everybody has been saying Zimbabweans are peaceful people, Zimbabweans are not violent. But and then again, we are not genetically modified mentally to say, to think with the caliber of leadership or with the caliber of people that are talking, protecting their own image of their parties, I think we've got a problem as a nation. So, and the only solution that will come to Zimbabwe is when we sit down, political parties, when they sit down and know that the only thing that is important is Zimbabwe, not political parties.
Mm-hmm.
The day Ama Zimbabweans, we are going to forget about regalia, we're going around running Ama faces of Ama political party leaders on our chest. That's the day we're going to be celebrating the victory of bondages, violence, political violence. So, Mina, I do not say singular event as a single is something that can then we look at it as a good Zimbabwe is on fire now. Mina Mbona Ngani, we've got a lot to talk about. And people of Zimbabwe need a leader who's going to unify them. Whether you are coming as a political opposition, what is important is to know that not everybody or not every Zimbabwean can support your party. That's one thing that people should understand. As we are talking now, people might think, oh, if you talk good about your political party, you might then win our hearts. That's not the solution. You just peace is not the only solution for a country like Zimbabwe to move forward. Zimbabwe went to war, a fierce war. We are the people who made it land the Amazon about that. Founding fathers, you don't have to make peace with only your friends. The enemy, that's the only person that you should talk to and reason with them and create peace. It was massive election in 2023, and Abandu get up, campaigns. What will happen? And who is going to win? Because after 2023, you come back again here, do it because your studio is still there. People will be crying. You don't need that. We need a peaceful solution to our problems, our political problems that's now in Zimbabwe. I do not see a clean political party in Zimbabwe currently. It is violent in every political party in Zimbabwe. But it's an embarrassment what we see in every political party in Zimbabwe. Can get my factions in anything that you have made, for instance, I'm opposite parties. Why can they, if you want to rule a country, you need to be able when I work to manage your own house, sort it out before you can come to us. Looking forward to vote for you. You can manage your own party before you can think of managing us as a country. Because mass who got to an election party that given them time to win, they say super resistant to say no, I chose an election. Then we are going back in circles because of the names like it looks scratching on my band. And the thinking would do which is that who want to lead the arms. We need to think as we see why can't we have a Zimbabwe in a band of our United? We look at our political parties, for instance, in South Africa. South Africa is a country we know what the violence can be. Disastrous in South Africa, but they manage the elections when they're right. Political parties, they don't come back and start quarreling with each other. They know my elections need to unite. Don't be used in a band. Thereafter, basically, after 5 years, this year, where we are because of this party. No, we need to have a united nation.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, you can unmute your button and join us right now. So it seems, Dr. Sibanda, that the government thinks that all this is happening because of the special rapporteur who is supposed to go to Zimbabwe, in terms of assessing the impact of the targeted sanctions. So they're saying, you guys, this is a bit of drama, Like what Nick Mangwana is actually tweeting here. He's saying, quote, we are in the event of COP26 and the special rapporteur's engagement is about to happen. Do you know what else has started the dramas? You know, here is a tweet from a state official. So roughly what do you think Nick Mangwana is saying here? Saying that you guys are dramatizing, you know?
Gibbs, you know what? I think that the problem we have, and the people of Zimbabwe know this, that there's something called the government of Zimbabwe, and then there's something called ZANU-PF. If the government of Zimbabwe has a responsibility to keep the peace, that's why the government has manages the Zimbabwe Republic Police, manages our defense forces, and manages the prison services, right? So mm-hmm. The government must, as my brother is saying, as my brother Busani is saying, the government must immediately take all steps necessary to maintain the peace in society. And if they can't maintain the peace in society, it means it is because they don't want to. I don't want to talk about Nick. I know Nick very well. Nick is on a daily basis attempting to overplease Mnangagwa by, in most instances, over-exaggerating things or overspinning things. The fact of the matter is that the ZRP could have and can and has the capacity to stall all forms of violence in this country. And when violence is not stalled in this country, it is because it is sanctioned by the government and sanctioned by ZANU-PF. For that reason, I don't think that we have a debate with Nick Mangwana. Busani.
I think your phone skipped a little bit. We can't hear you. I think something happened.
Actually, yeah, right. Okay.
All right,
we don't have a debate with Nick Mangwana. Nick Mangwana is playing a game and thinks that it's politics. This country is bigger. This country is bigger than the Nick. This country is bigger than ZANU-PF. This country belongs to the people of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, your phone is skipping a little bit, Dr. Spanda. So can you mute your button? Yes. Yeah, your phone is skipping a little bit. I think you are moving just a bit. So before maybe you proceed there, let me bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma while you go back to where you started this conversation with us, Dr. Spanda. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we are hearing what Dr. Spanda is saying. So he's heaping all the blame on ZANU-PF. He says, you know, if ever there was any kind of fairness, police were going to arrest these people that were actually staging this protest. So quiet, Chuma.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Right. Gibbs, actually, this narrative that has just come up now, including the tweet that you're quoting from the government spokesperson, Nick, is very interesting indeed. Do you know why I would say it's interesting? Just recently, we saw Chamisa moving around the country. He even came to Bulawayo this side and went as far as, I think, Matopo, where there was a troops and unveiling of one of their members. And any act of violence was meted against him. He went by his daily business. And, of course, maybe there might have been a bit of disruptions here and there, I mean, with the police, but there was no violence at all. And then if you look at this trend, every time there's going to be an international event, whether there's UN meetings, whether there is a situation like this now, where we are having a rapporteur coming from the United Nations, such things then happen. You then really now start to question the genuineness of all these acts. Are they really genuine or they are stage managed, really? So that we then all look so bad to whoever is coming to assess whatever they'll be coming for. So these are the kind of things that we really need to sit down and search ourselves and say, are we genuine when we do this kind of thing? Or at times, are we just out there to paint that bad picture of Zimbabwe all the time? So that our story is then always authenticated and things are then always put into perspective to say that, no, Zimbabwe is a bad country. The government is not doing enough to curb such of violence against the opposition and stuff like that. And we also know that mm-hmm. there's also this pending trip of the president going to Britain as well. So all these things, they now get to get you to think very hard and say, are these things really genuine, or we've got other people that want to come in and always make us look that bad? At all the times. Because when there are no events, I've not heard Chamisa complaining of any violence, upon himself or or his group or his entourage.
But can somebody attack his own cars and attack all these people and you injure a lot of people? Is that possible, Mr. Chuma?
Very possible, my brother. Very possible. I've seen people, a woman who wanted to get his husband into trouble, who was actually beating herself to make sure that she vindicates the husband. These things can happen, definitely. They've been happening all over. We've seen them happen.
Thank you so much. Can you mute your pattern? Maybe Dr. Sibanda can respond immediately. So, vali pattern yako babuchum. Dr. Sibanda, bengumbona kuna manje, ukuthi bese khona. Kodwa ke mbona ngizani ke ucingo lwakhe solumane lwa dropa futhi. Mr. Ntini, I think you are an observer, as I said. So, what's your take on what this gentleman said?
Ubaba uchuma esivumelene phambilini, but it's actually...
Or maybe let me do this. Just one second. Let's take Dr. Sibanda to respond. Dr. Sibanda, can you respond fast because your phone is falling off? Go ahead, Dr. Sibanda. Can you hear me, Dr. Sibanda? Can you unmute so that you join the show, Dr. Sibanda? I think he's trying to unmute his button and the phone is dropping off. So, Mr. Ntini, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's ubaba uchuma bensanda ukuthi hayi siyavumelana namhla manje usendanisile futhi ngoba kunje kundanisho sibona kulama video kulama pictures. So amapholisi ngabophi la abantu bethu ukuthi bathunywe ngubani? Abantu esibabone lapha adube lama flyers ade bathwele bengama flyers akho mama Sashi ngathi igroup lane ethwala and amalokizini akhona ama-flaggers akhona afana lana abathwala abademonstrator e-embassy ye-USAR. So ukuthi i-MDCC yiyo esimanifestile wonke lokhu yakopa konke angila sure, but iqiniso lingatholakala kwabotshwa laba abantu betsho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani, kodwa isazo samapholisa asoza babophe laba abantu. So mina kunzima ke umuthi ngi-understand kokhu nxa umuntu like ubuzile ukuthi kulo muntu ongazitshaya yini, kulo muntu ongazivulala yini, angikuboni kulo muntu olengqondo ongakwenza khona lokho. Yebo, ama-opposition laba elama-tactics abathize abasenzisayo to draw i-attention, kodwa lokhu iqiniso ukuthi amapholisa abophi laba abantu bazakutsho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani, ngoba abantu abakuma-videos angikwazi umbe bebengakwazi bathatha ama-video kumbe izithutha kumbe ngabantu abasidakuleyo anlashu, but ikonsoti kulamavidiyo amapholisa akababophe betsho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani. Ngabantu abathunywe yi-MDC, then i-MDC izaba lohlupho.
Yeah, so ngicela ufake ngesikhiwa nje briefly, Mr. Ntini.
No, I think briefly what I was saying is that there is evidence out there. There are videos, there are, you know, pictures. You know, just judging from the crowd, these people that are committing this violence, they appear to be carrying the same cards that people are carrying, you know, demonstrating in front of the U.S. embassy in Harare. They were all calling for sanctions to go. So I'm trying to wrap my head around that. You know, how can an opposition party do that to its, you know, on its own? To me, I think at the end of the day, let the police act. If the police, the police are independent and they know who these people were, let those people answer as to who actually sent them. I think we can, you know, debate about who sent them. Is it MDC? Is it ZANU? Are they standing on their own? Is it another third party, a fourth party? We don't know. But the only answer we can get is from these people being arrested and have them say exactly who sent them.
Yeah, we hope that Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda is going to join us right now. He was in, but all of a sudden he has dropped out. So let me try to get him. So he says he's trying, but the phone is dropping off. So can you try again, Dr. Sibanda, so that you can respond to what Mr. Chuma is actually saying and others. So, Babuskubuzo Mlalazi, so what's the way forward here?
The way forward, because over most Mandalaba, Svatur and our presidential candidate, as well as Zimbabwe, Numa Vedematia Berele, ikungazo by way forward kube ne balance enjalo ezweni lakithi kungabe nama political parties yafanayo but bese kuba ama options ukuthi ma uvela emkhubulweni wezweli nje you will never be president ama parties wonke nala ase arali that's what the tendency enjalo so mina ngithi khonoko sontala sine violence eZimbabwe kodwa kube banini let's so solve that qala and then if violence esibona emaswingo leyana mbona ngani ama parties both parties whether kune be party khona le kukhona attention kumele ebonise ukuthi they are not they are angry to each other and they are enemies so angikhona ukuthi kuthi omunye umuntu khona apha okumele thapi side mbona ngani kumele balungise udaba lwabantu bezimbabwe because ma kusetshenziswa abantu bezimbabwe bechana kodwa ngoba kunamuntu okuchaya umuntu ongase wezimbabwe ungawuchaya umuntu wezimbabwe ugqoke i-t-shirt whether ngezanupf or MDC it's embarrassing and kuyinto eyinhlekisa kakhulu but it goes back to say wonke ama-leaders is now political leaders they are not for the interests of the people because if there is any party engaba mhlawumbe ibonakala kune-evidence ukuthi ama-supporters ayileyo party whether bayagqoke i-regalia or whatever it is belwe in the name of that party it's shameful angikholwani ukuthi kune-party engafuna makuyoko ama-elections kanje ibonakala izi-engage ku-violence and then thinking ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe bengayivotela I think it's a mistake and I don't think makuyukuthi kune-leader yenza khonoko it's a miscalculated mistake of which to me ngithi ngokubona kwami mina njengoba ngifuna ukubona ukuthi ngavotela abantu ngo-2023 akukacaci ukuthi kukhona i-solution engaba khona ezweni lakithi izoloku sikhala nje after 2023
thank you
so ama-leaders esinawo la abakhulumela ama-parties here I think to them angazi noma balala kanjani ubuhlungu emzini yabo but really but how do you feel abantu bezimbabwe behlupheka abantu bezimbabwe be-united izwe leli lezimbabwe lalwela ngabantwana imagine abafowethu babesuka becrosa uzambezi bemuntu woke to Victoria Falls all the way to Bedbridge efuna ukuthi abantu bamnyama bakhululeke sibe ne-united zimbabwe these guys they fought for zimbabwe they never fought for a political party so mina bengithi nje ama-leaders ethu they must unite bayehlale khona le Harare bakhulumisane njengoba bonke bengama-leaders eHarare bakhulumisane for our country to move forward kodwa
ngibeeaapolitical
parties amancane lawa besicela-ke isikakhulu i-MDC alliance ukuthi ake nifake nani umuntu ovele ema-tabeleland kuma-elections aza not in the near future nifake nani umuntu wema-tabeleland singamuzwe ebizwa nje e-disiden they are very clever abantu ama-tabeleland aphana nokhululeko esibanda let them come valid the alliance naleyo ngoba ma kuthiwa i-alliance bese kuthiwa kune-deputy we-alliance how do you kumele nibe yama-equal so one of the Matabeleland guys they should lead that alliance yabo
thank you very much and mute your button so let's go to Mr. Chuma because Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda I think has got some challenges in coming back the same with Mr. Ntokozo Msipho so in wrapping up lapha Babu Chuma in Shona what can you say about what we've been talking about today, briefly.
All right, before I go to Shona, let me come out again and say that, like I said, we always condemn violence and, in whatever form it wants to rear its head on. Violence is not good, violence is toxic, and violence should never ever be permitted. And no sane party, including our party, would ever advocate and allow violence to be perpetrated upon our fellow citizens of Zimbabwe. Ndakandichida kutaura ndichiisa pajekerere parapa ndechokuti kune zvinhu zvinonetsa zvinogara zvichiitika munyika yedu kuno kuti nguva dzose kana tikangove nekastage karipo keinternational world whether kungave nyaya dzekunana United Nations General Assembly kana kuti izvezvi nguva inoi tirikuona kuti kuri kuuya vakuru veUnited Nations vari kuya kuzoongorora nyaya dzemasanctions tinogara tichiita nyaya idzodzo dzemaviolence asi kana kusina nyaya idzi tinogara tichivaona ivavo vakuru vacho vemabato ivavo anopikisa vechifamba muno muzimbabwe kusina kana mhirizhonga vachamisa vakauya muno mubulawayo vakatoenda kumatopo kwesoku vakaenda kupi kupi vechiita zvinhu zvavo hakuna kumbooneka kana rimwe zuva kuti vamboita violence muno munyika yezimbabwe ichiitirwa ivo vanachamisa kana kuti vanhu vavo vangachamba navo asi
kwakuya chirongwa chiripo ichi chekuti kune vaedzi vari kuya tagona zvaiziya kutanga kuitika unotanga kuzvibvunza kuti ko violence iyi ndeyemazvo here kana kuti violence yabikwa ndo zvinokuuya papfungwa dzemunhu anofunga independent noti kuti tiri kuramba kuti violence inoitika inoitika asi hatiide tinoishora zvikuru and hatide kuti imboitika nekuti sezvandataura pakutanga violence inoitika pane munhu wese wese inogona kuitika kwandiri inogona kuitika kwauri saka handi chinhu chatofa kunge tichikurudzira ba chinhu chatofa kugara tichiramba uyezve titogara tichitaura about kuti vanhu wee tisafamba tichingorovana tiroverana nachii tiri vana vezimbabwe tose vai tigare pasi tiite sei titaurirane
ndozvikuru
sachaizvozvo zvatofanga kugara tichiita izvozvo haikona kuramba vanhu vechingorovana vechiona muri kuroverana chii chamunoziva nekuti vanhu ivavoga vanorovana ava vari kumusoro uku vari kuwirirana vari kudya vose vari kumamatii vose asi pasi kunoku muchingorovana mukuroverana chii chamunoziva chamunowandira mari yacho hapana saka muri kuitei
ndiyabonga
baba into leyiana yeifake sobala into le iyasi ihlukumeza kakhulu ukubana ungananzelela ngezikhathi zonke nxa kuzaba labathekeleli kumbe kungaba lama-events agoqela mazwi wonke singakhuluma ngabo-United Nations General Assembly kathesi sikhuluma lapha ngoba sibona kulosethekele esibuyayo esivela e-United Nations esibuya sizokhanda ngendaba yama-sanction yikho lapho othola khona sokule
ye babuthuma bamba kancane just kancane nje vala ibhatani yakho vala ibhatani yakho kuleko sibanda sibanda nxa ungizwa khona pho uvula ibhatani uhlungene just briefly few seconds left kusho le so go ahead Dr. Sibanda yes
yeah thank you very much look I'm very disappointed by the ZANU-PF stance from its highest levels which is that they show that they don't care about our country and all they care about is politicking. It is very clear that that ZANU-PF is very violent against President Chamisa. They've taken his party, taken his headquarters, they've taken his MPs and his councillors, they have taken everything. The only thing they are left with right now is to take his life. And they've not yet been able to do that because President Chamisa is careful. Now, for my friend, Ukolide, to play politics and games about this, this is what they did with Gukurahundi, Ukolide. Please don't do this to me. It brings very sad memories. It brings sad memories coming out of 2008, sad memories coming out of 2018, when people were killed on the streets of Harare. And you guys played it as politics when people were shot with actual bullets. It's not a good thing, Kolide. Do not get used to that. You're a human being. Feel for other people. You guys in ZANU-PF, become human again.
Thank you.
And understand that the country you're destroying is your own country.
Thank you, Dr. Swander.
It has nothing to do with sanctions.
Thank you so much.
So you should stop killing people.
Thank you so much. Our time is out. If there was extra time, we're going to extend. So, can you hold on, Kolide? Can you mute your button?
Can I just respond a bit before he goes further?
10 seconds. 10 seconds.
ZANU-PF has not taken Harvest House. ZANU-PF has not taken MDC Alliance. It's the same guy that they dined with. It's the same guy that they drank tea with.
Thank you, Kolide. Thank you.
Who was their fellow comrade?
No, that's
the
CIO, man. He's a CIO.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Not definitely ZANU-PF.
He came from Zoom. He's a CIO.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's your internal
politics.
Kolide. Okay.
Everyone knows who Mondzora is. Mondzora is Nanga's boy.
Okay, gentlemen, gentlemen, the show is over.
Nanga's boy.
The show is over, guys. The show is over.
Stop the violence. You are killing Zimbabweans, black people. Stop it.
The show is over, guys.
It is Africans. You are killing. Stop killing Africans, ZANU.
Dr. Spanda and Mr. Chuma, thank you so much. We end on that.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
we end on that high note. We wish to thank Dr. Kulego Sibanda of the MTC Alliance, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, and Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, the independent commentators and Mr. Ntokozo Msipa of Tyson Wabantu. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.